Oh, and welcome to Women's Wellness with Loose Inspiration Podcast. I am your host, Lucy Catino. Ladies, this is your safe space where we discuss everything women's wellness. Let's dive in. Peel back the layers. My next guest today has brought me so much joy and laughter just watching her on screen throughout the years. Her name is Jessica Andrade. She is a Brooklyn-born, multi-talented entertainer and social media's next rising star. With her eccentric, brash, and physical comedic stylings, Jessica showcases the everyday paradox of growing up Cape Verdean. She is also a co-host on the Soapbox podcast, where she gives her authentic, unfiltered commentary in the latest news and trending topics. Now, I wanted to bring Jessica on because I wanted her to share with us why laughter is so important for us, and especially in a time like this, as we face the biggest crisis in the entire world right now. So, welcome, Jessica. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm super excited to be a part of this. I'm feeling good, wishing I can get outside a little bit, but, you know, got to make the best of the situation.
That's right. And I'm sure you are. So how are you able to make the best of the situation right now? What are some of the things that you're into?
So I'm continuing to do some videos. I think this is like the perfect time. I know a lot of people are like, you know, upset or complaining that they can't get out, which I get, you know, to have to disrupt your daily routine. But for me, I take it more as a positive thing because now I have the chance to just kind of be still and focus on my craft and just, you know, the time that I didn't get before to do that because I am a mom. So being a mom and having a full-time job and then having to come home and then try to figure something out to do my videos, it's not always the easiest thing. So this quarantine has given me that opportunity to just be able to focus on my crafts. One of the things that's helping me get through this.
That's awesome. And I'm so glad that you shared that because a part of why I wanted you on the show is to offer some optimism because I truly feel like that is also a great tool that we can all use right now. And you're the perfect person to kind of show us that. And so I'm just going to dive right in. My first question to you is, when did you start to make these skits? What inspired you to do so?
So I started about 5 years ago. There was this, I mean, and you know, it wasn't even like, I'm like, oh, let me just post a video on Facebook. There was a challenge going around called Now I'm Mad, where people would just like say something that they were mad about and then they would just start dancing crazy. Mm-hmm. So I did one of those and I basically said how like people always think I'm Spanish and they don't know what Cape Verdean is. And when I tell them I'm Cape Verdean, they don't know what it is. And then I just started dancing crazy and I got all over the floor. So wow. That first video generated 50,000 views. And I was like shocked because I'm like, you know, I just put it up just to put it up like I do every other thing. But and I noticed that there's actually a large Cape Verdean following on social media. So I was like, oh, let me create content for Cape Verdeans. Cause I don't, me personally, I didn't see a lot of that. There was some people that were doing it. I know Sophia, mm-hmm. She was someone who was doing it. Benji, Carlos Andrade, they were some people who were doing it, but I didn't really see it too much, especially from women.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me put something out there. And I did. And I've always performed that was always my thing. I was always the person at family parties, making everybody laugh. And I just never put it out there on social media. So I just did one day. And ever since then, I've been doing videos.
So do you feel cool. Like it's something that came naturally for you?
Yeah, for sure. Because I grew up, so my family is large. I have a very large family and I grew up with a whole bunch of boys and my dad, he's a comedian and he's always making people laugh. So I think I just naturally grasped that from him. And especially like growing up, like he would always have a camcorder attached to his hand. My mom hated it, but he always had me and my sister like on camera. So it was something that I always loved to do naturally. And, you know, I wanted to get into theater when I was younger, but my parents didn't really think that was like a real a real career path or like going to college for that wasn't like a real thing. So I never really pursued it. But it's so funny because now they're like, you should have just went to school for this. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because you told me I should it.
I know. Yeah, I get that. But it's so awesome that you're actually doing it. You've created an avenue for yourself. Now, did you expect to get this type of following? Like, was it something that just happened overnight? Or did you notice like a gradual progression to it happening?
I definitely didn't see it getting to the point that it's at now. I was actually shocked. Like every time I post a video, it was like when I would see the people who were viewing it or the amount of people who were viewing it, I was always shocked. I remember one time I got to 6 million views on Facebook and I was like, what? Like, how did that happen?
Right.
And I never expected to get that many people watching my stuff. And, you know, there's good and there's bad. There's people who say good things. There's people who say bad things. But for me, I got into it because it's fun. Like I have fun doing it. And I noticed that if I focus too much on like who's watching it, then it doesn't become fun anymore. And then I start comparing myself to other people. So, I mean, I try not to pay attention too much to like who's viewing it and who's like following me, like the numbers, because I feel like that affects my craft. And that's happened before. But I mean, sometimes there's some days where the numbers are growing and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting all these followers. Like, where are they coming from? And then there's other days where it's like really slow and I'm not getting anything. But yeah, I just try not to pay attention too much to it because it's not healthy.
Yeah, no. And that's a great observation because it's almost like if you do that, you're externalizing your power, just waiting for someone to validate you at every given moment. And I can see how that can, you can kind of spiral out of control with that kind of mindset. So that's really great that you did say that. I totally agree with that. Just do it because you love it. And obviously we love it too, because we really do enjoy what I do. And I'm speaking for myself completely. I enjoy the content. It makes me so happy. It makes me laugh. Aww. And it makes me laugh especially because it's my household, it's every K-Verdean household, and it's so accurate, and that's what makes it so hilarious. Now walk me through, how are you able to come up with these skits? Is it something that you've observed in your own household, like something that actually happens, or is it something that creatively comes?
So it's a mix. So like sometimes it's stuff that I've experienced personally, or someone in my family has, or something I've heard, or maybe something I've seen on social media. But for the most part, everything I create when it comes to the K-Verdean household, I can relate to it. It's something very relatable to me, whether it's happened to me or somebody in my family. So I just, and even like some, like, come on, like if we're being real, like many of us, or I'm going to speak from my perspective, I grew up in a very strict household. As I lived with my mom, she was a single parent. My dad, he was always active in our lives, but he lived in New York, and me and my mom, we lived in Massachusetts, and my siblings. So my mom was very protective over us. So like we couldn't really do much. And yeah, like, you know, sometimes little snacks. And like, you know, as a young kid, like, you know, you, that's not something you laugh about when it happens to you. You're sad, you're angry, you're mad. But like, I've learned to, you know, make comedy out of that or make a joke out of it, because like it made me who I am today. And it's not like my mom was abusive, it was just discipline.
Well, it is, you know, a cultural thing, and that is the way to discipline. And you're right, looking back at it now, it looks funny. It's just so hilarious. Now that brings me to your current skit that you just put out in regards to the coronavirus, which I thought was probably one of my favorite ones because it's so like it's so accurate. I mean, it's just like the way you started and then the way it, like the woman intervenes and then you and then you continued on with what you were doing. And that to me was just, I could not, like I put it on repeat because it's so funny and it really helps me. It helps to ease a lot of the stress and a lot of the anxiety that's going on in my own personal, like, you know, my own personal life right now, as we all are struggling with this. Now, how do you cope? Is this one of your coping mechanisms that you've found, or is it something that you just do?
Oh no, for sure. Laughing is definitely a big coping mechanism for me. I realized, and you know, people don't realize how strong laughter is.
Yes.
And not even for like mental pain, but like physical pain. It's like me when I was younger, like I used as a teenager, I used to get like really bad menstrual cramps, like really bad, to the point where I couldn't even get up. I would miss days of school. It would be so bad. I would have to go to the emergency room.
Oh,
That's how bad it
wow.
was. And I'll never forget this day. There was one day that I was going through it. It was so bad. And my cousin, he comes in the room, he opens up the shades and he's like, "Get up. I don't want to hear it. I don't care what you're going through. You're getting up right now and you're coming with me." And then he just starts making jokes. And I couldn't stop laughing. I laughed so hard to the point that the pain was like completely gone.
Wow.
And I didn't take no medicine or anything. So for me, laughing is something that helps a lot, no matter what I'm going through. Put a funny video in my face, put a funny person in my face, and I'm gonna feel better. I'm not gonna be healed completely, but in that moment, I'm going to feel better.
I do agree with that, and it helps. It laughter does help, and we often don't give it much credit. Like, when you're feeling down or stressed, and especially at moments like this, put something on that's funny. Call a friend that is going to make you laugh. Talk to your partner who's, I have a very funny partner and we talk all the time and he just makes me laugh a lot. And it helps, and we're both helping each other cope. And so I'm glad that you did share that. That is one of it's very effective. Very, very effective. Now, I have to ask, who is the woman, the woman, well, is it women or woman? Is the one, who is
Woman,
she? Because I,
she's my
your mom,
mom.
she is just so awesome. And please do tell her that because she plays it well. And the amazing thing is that I don't think she's playing the role. I feel like she's being who she is, and that makes it all the more amazing and special. So it's good to know.
You know what's funny about that? Is that sometimes, like when we're doing the skits, it's like because there's some scenes where she hits me and she won't want to do it, and we'll have so many takes of her hitting me, and I'm like, "Lady, you're hitting me too soft." I'm like, "This is not gonna be believable." I'm like, "You have to hit me for real." So sometimes I gotta catch her like on a day that she's like a little upset, so I can get that real hit that I want her to hit me, because sometimes she'll be like, "No, I don't want to do it. People are gonna think I'm abusive, and I'm not abusive." And I'm like, "Just do
That's
it."
so
And you know,
funny.
people like it. People like that. Some people don't, but more people do. And people are always asking for that.
And so, with the
Her
people
character.
that don't like it, what are they saying about it? I'm curious.
So I know that there was this one person on Twitter, to give an example. I think she's like. She has a very large following, and there was a video that I did with my mom. It's actually one of my most viewed videos on Instagram, where my mom smacks me, and she reposted it on her Twitter page, and she was like, "No, this is unacceptable. This is abuse." And then like people are like under her comments telling her, "Do you not know that she makes skits? Like she's joking. This is comedy." And she took it really serious. She was like, "This is abuse, but it's not." And you know, I mean, I get it. Like I said before, there's gonna be good, there's gonna be bad commentary, and I respect that. I don't expect everybody to like me, but one thing I'm gonna say about my content is that I make things that are relatable. And I don't always try to be funny. I just try to do things that people can relate to, and those who do, they watch me. So
And I believe
that's what I do.
that's why it's so effective too, because it's relatable. And it truly is. Now, I do also want to say this, that I love how you intertwine English and Criollo in there. And it's amazing how did you grow up, growing up in your household, did you speak it? Did your mom make it important for you to know the language? Is that why it's so fluent for you?
Actually, Lucy, my Creole is
Well, I
terrible.
like it. I think it sounds great. It's way better than mine, I'll tell you that. No, it's just amazing. I was like, wait, when I was reading that you were actually born in the Bronx and you're a Cape Verdean American, it was just so impressive to me. And kudos to your parents for making that such a priority for you to know the language, because like look now you can connect with more people in a sense, you know.
Yeah, that's true. And I did grow up with a whole bunch of my cousins. Like, we all lived in one building with my mom, my dad, my aunts, my uncles, my grandparents. We all lived together. So they were speaking Creole because they all came from Cap Verde. So they were speaking Creole. So that's what we were learning. But we live in America, so we're going to school and we're learning English as well. So for me, I was able to connect more with like speaking English, but at the same time, I was still able to grasp everything that my parents were teaching me. I understand it 100%, but to speak it, not so much. But I mean, everybody's like, Jess, you speak it fine. My insecurities come ever since I moved to Brockton. I'm not even gonna lie
Yeah,
to
I can see that. I can see that because it's like, oh, you didn't say that right. And you have different, I can see different islands having their different accents and just words in general that we each use. So I can see that. But I would just encourage you to keep doing it and keep speaking it because it's absolutely great and it's fine. And don't have any insecurities about it. I totally get that. I get that because sometimes, and I was born in Cape Verde, but even for me, it's a struggle sometimes because I came when I was really young. So I have this thing where, you know, I get made fun of because I don't speak it well enough. And that makes me feel insecure. And what people don't realize is that when you do that, you're actually taking someone's voice away. You're stripping them of their confidence. So I want to encourage you to keep going, and I want to encourage everyone who's making the effort or who's doing it to keep doing it because I mean it's all Criollo, right? So it's all good. But this has been
Thank you.
amazing, amazing, amazing. I truly appreciate your time. I do want you to make me laugh before we leave, if you can, if there's like a quick little snippet, you know, a skit that you can share with me, please do. You're like, why are you putting me on the spot? I need the laugh, okay? I'm really stressed out. There's a pandemic going on.
Wait, you want me to make something up right
No,
now,
just think
Lucy?
about it. Think about it. Pause. I'll get back to it. But seriously though, let us know where we can find you, where, you know, people can watch your skits, learn more about you, and get a good laugh. Please do share.
Yeah, for sure. I am on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. I go by AndradiMe, AndraDeMe. On Twitter, it's with two E's. And pretty much on YouTube, it's just Andrade. And you can find me everywhere just by typing AndradiMe, basically.
Gotcha. So before I let you go, I do like to dive even deeper with three last questions, okay? So my first one being, if you just were to write yourself a love letter, how would you begin?
I would say, dear queen, you are royalty. You are more than enough. You are stronger than you think, greater than you know. Keep believing in yourself and never give up.
That's right. Love, love that. And second question, what is your personal why? That one thing that keeps you going every day.
My personal why is wanting to give my kids a better life and wanting to become a better version of myself. I feel like the more my kids see my drive, it's going to motivate them as they get older. And if I can be my best self and I continue working towards being that person, then I'm going to be that
That's
person.
right. Absolutely. And lastly, what would you like to leave behind when this journey is over?
I would like to leave behind knowing that I impacted somebody's life for the better. Like, I love when I get messages from people who tell me that they're going through something, just like you said. And you know, they say that watching my videos makes them happy. Just being able to leave an impact in someone's life, whether it's one person or 1,000 people, that is the most fulfilling thing for me.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And I know that you didn't have time to prepare the skit, so I do forgive you for that. However, if you ever decide you want to make one specially for Lucy, I, you know, just send it my way and I'll be glad to share it. But No, it's been really fun. I do appreciate your time. I know you're busy, and I just wish you even more success, and stay healthy, stay well, and take care of your beautiful boys and your family. Okay, and I'll be looking out for more videos.
Thank you. I wish the same for you, and thank you again for having me on your show. I love what you're doing. We need more women, empowering women, and just thank you for everything that you're doing, and I look forward to sharing your podcast too and listening to it more
Please
often.
Please do. Right on. We're here to support each other for sure. For sure. Until the next time. And to my listeners, remember, you are the most important person in your life. Stay well, and do follow us on Instagram. That's luce.inspiration, luce.inspiration, where I post the latest episodes, inspirational quotes, journaling workshop updates, and much more. We'll be hearing from you very soon. Be well. We'll be right back.